Hi, Josh again.
Hi, I'm calling to speak to the person that handles the online listings for Shore Water Management System.
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, my name is John, and I'm calling from the company called Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Yes, I'm doing good. Yourself?
Okay, doing great. Thank you for asking. Yeah, the reason for my call is we are a data service provider to Google and Bing. And we wanted to speak with you about listing Shore Water Management System on the first page of Google for your categories in your area. So what that means for you is that anytime anyone does the search for any of the service that you provide, we make sure that Shore Water Management System pops up on that first page, right? I believe that you've used Google before, maybe once or twice, to do some searching, right? Like any random search.
Yes, and then my first question to you, how do you hear about Shore Water Management?
Okay, basically, we are a Google Premier Channel partner. So we browse through a lot of listings and looking for the business that will be compatible for the service that we provide, which we see that Shore Water Management System is really a good candidate for it.
Okay. And then
right.
What's the process of that, though?
Okay. So here's the thing, okay? Basically, what we wanted to do or what we wanted to target for you is the local map section, right? So I believe you're familiar with that. It's the map that pops up when you do a search on Google. And
okay,
underneath...
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, we provide a service that places companies there because we know that 90% of the revenue goes to those businesses. Now, the reason why we're contacting you today is because we just had that position available within our company for your category. So we are speaking with everyone in the area today and looking for just one. And then once we find them, we close out the area, and we can no longer work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. And,
okay.
But the other question, you're talking about like the trending system, right? Because when you do a search that you probably see as we offer other companies that
exactly
that pop up, right?
So basically, you show up on top of them. So basically, instead of you like paying per lead with HomeAdvisor or Angie's List, your customers will contact you directly the moment that they need you. Okay.
I am already on HomeAdvisor and
yeah, exactly.
And AngieList.
Yeah, that's right. I perfectly understand that one. But the service that we provide is nowhere near or the same as what they do. Okay? Let me tell you the reason why, okay? I believe with AngieList or HomeAdvisor you pay each lead. Is that correct? Like they throw you out a lead. Okay, so with Google Listing, it's kind of the other way around, as I mentioned earlier, because instead of you paying per lead, we will get your customers to contact you directly the moment that they need you. Because the moment that they search on Google, like say, for example, waterproofing or general construction around the service area that you cover, we make sure that you pop up on the very first page. Meaning, even though...
When you do that right now, HomeAdvisor pop up, you know, always first and second, AngieList or HomeAdvisor. When you do a search, for example, if you do like...
Okay, but the problem with that is that there's a lot of companies that does the same thing as you do under HomeAdvisor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yes, HomeAdvisor pops up, but it's not shore water management that comes up on the first page of Angie when you do the search of the service that you provide. Unlike putting your business on the first page of Google, you pop up on the very first page. They don't need to go to Angie. They just need to go on Google and make that search, and they'll see your company and call you directly. So meaning, even though you got like 50 jobs in a month, it doesn't matter. You pay the same thing, a fixed monthly rate with no contract at all. Which
how
I believe is...
talking about?
Okay. All right. So that's a great question, sir. In terms
can
of...
Can you give me a second, please?
Okay.
Can you give me a second, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes, I'm here.
I think somebody in your company just called me for the same thing. You know, I don't know if it's you or somebody else, but that's surprising, though.
Yeah, I see. So you receive a call coming from my colleague. My apologies in that one. It seems
No, it's okay.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you're talking about pricing earlier, right? You want to know how much will it cost you, okay? So in terms of cost or pricing, that actually depends on some couple of factors, right? Let me ask you this, okay? What does your service area look like? I mean, how far are you willing to travel for new customers?
You know, it depends. And then I cover technically half of New England.
Okay, so we can say like 100-mile radius? Does that sound right?
Yes. Yeah,
okay, 100 miles. Okay, perfect. And also, in terms of your target market, sir, are you focusing more on residential or commercial type of jobs?
Residential mostly at this point.
Residential, perfect. And sorry, sir, wasn't able to get your name earlier. Again, my name is John, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Okay, John, Jerry, but I have a Zoom meeting at, and I'm like late for 4 minutes already.
Okay, yeah, if that's the case, Jerry, I perfectly understand the situation. How about I'll call you back after your Zoom meeting? Like, what time?
You can call me around like 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. Okay, not a problem.
No, 2 o'clock, I said.
2 o'clock. Sorry. All right, no worries about it, Jerry. Sorry about it, I disturbed your Zoom meeting. You're late for 4 minutes now. Okay, let me go ahead and call you back at 2 o'clock instead, okay?
Okay, no
problem. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Okay, you're welcome.